This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. In this episode, two interviews are conducted. We go back to the Create at State Symposium at Arkansas State University in April and focus on students in the College of Nursing and Health Professions. First, I talk with physical therapy students William Bowen and Joe Looney as they talk about their research involving blue light therapy.
PT, physical therapists do wound care. So we provide wound care to hospitalization patients or something of that nature so people can come in and be treated with their wounds. So something that we often see in wounds is Staphylococcus aureus, which is a bacteria that grows. And so what we're looking at is, does resistance develop in subsequent exposures to blue light? Does resistance develop in the bacteria itself? So what we're using is blue light to try to prove that. We have already seen that blue light is producing a bactericidal effect, so it does kill bacteria such as Staphylococcus aureus. Mm-hmm. So what we're looking at is, does resistance develop? So in stages that follow exposure, does resistance develop? So does the bacteria get harder to treat? Does it grow more as we continue on the spectrum? And so we've already seen with antibiotics such as penicillin and things like that that bacteria do continue to grow more, so resistance does develop. So that's basically what this is just studying that. And what we have found is that, come to conclusion, we see that resistance does not develop. So it's a valuable alternative to pharmacological treatment. So
right. So could this be something that could be used maybe instead of or in place of penicillin and others?
We're leaning more towards that. Maybe something we can use as an adjunct to antibiotics. That way they're not on antibiotics as long, or maybe alternating treatments. There's not as many clinical studies yet, and that's something we're moving towards. A lot of this has been in vitro, but that is something that needs to be done, is more clinical studies on actual wounds and actual infected patients.
Right.
Joe, when we talk about blue light, kind of tell us a bit about that, about for people who may not understand what that is.
Okay, so we're talking about blue light on the spectrum of visible light. And so this is specifically 464 nanometers of light. And we also have other different sources of light, so like red light and infrared, which are on different sides of the spectrum of visible light. So blue light specifically causes a release of free radicals inside of the cell of the microbe, and so that basically causes a cascade of events to happen inside the cell itself, and this further basically kills off the bacteria. So that's basically what the blue light is causing here.
Right.
How long did this research take?
We did pretty much two stages a week, so it was about 3.5 to 4 weeks, and each stage, each experiment, we did 150 joules per square centimeter of light. That's the intensity. And 1 joule per square centimeter equates to about 1 minute. So each treatment took about 2.5 hours, so 150 minutes.
Wow.
And so what were some of the initial, I guess, kind of takeaways that you had from this research?
Some of the initial takeaways is that we can use this as an alternative or an adjunct and add it to pharmacological treatment. And so basically, this can kind of open up some different options for more research and for better and more cost-efficient treatment.
Right.
And what would you like to add about that, please? Kind of your takeaway.
We were talking about this earlier. We would like to continue some of this stuff on a more molecular level and see, because in our study we've seen that there is somewhat of a significant change, but we want to know exactly what's happening, not that it just happened. And that is something that a lot of other studies are working on right now, too. And it'd just be interesting to see some of that. And we really enjoyed working with this, and it's really cool.
Right.
How did y'all pick Arkansas State for your majors?
So I'm from West Memphis, Arkansas, originally. And I graduated as an undergrad here from the Health Studies Department. And so that's kind of where I came up with A-State. And I applied to the PT program here at ASU. and I wanted to stay within the Delta region.
Sure.
And so that's exactly why I'm here.
William?
Yes, mine's very similar to Joe's. I'm from Newport, so pretty much everybody I was friends with and all my family have gone to school here, and I wanted to go to school here. And then when I finished my undergrad, I really just loved the campus and loved the town, and I'm still close to my family, and this is pretty much my only choice for physical therapy school.
So tell us about the physical therapy program. What are some of the things you all do in your study, if you don't mind, please?
In our studies, we look at a lot of different things from all the joints of the human body. We learn all the muscles and things like that. I would say that we're learning a lot about the biopsychosocial model of treating patients. And also, specifically with our studies, we're doing microbial stuff, and there's also people looking at the psychological aspect behind different things as well. So.
All right, very good. So who all has helped you in this study, and that, if you don't mind, please?
Okay, Dr. Stephen Guffey is our mentor. Dr. Susan Motz has helped us a lot, and we acknowledge Mr. William Payne in the clinical lab sciences. He pretty much led us through and performed most of our inoculations and growing our bacteria, and we couldn't have done any of this without him.
Fantastic. And how do you think Arkansas State, William, has helped you to help prepare you for your next step in life?
Well, our program specifically is really good about putting us with other disciplines and, you know, working on stuff that will be similar to, like, when we're out in the field. We're not going to just be in our own little physical therapy bubble. We got to work with all these other people, and they're really good about introducing us to people, taking us out into the community and showing us different things and giving us different resources and just allowing us to kind of spread out and work with other people.
Joe?
I would say the same thing as Will. This program is very good about getting us involved with other healthcare professions. And I would say that it's very good at allowing us to network with different organizations and healthcare provider organizations around here and with our clinical rotations and things like that. So,
that's physical therapy students William Bowen and Joe Looney. Next, I talk with Michael Hall and Haley Dragon. They talk about research involving how positioning patients during imaging is important.
So our project was basically being able to show the importance of positioning in radiology. So we performed a study just showing how, based on the central ray of our tube and the anatomy, how it can form pathology that's not really there. So we have on here the original images along with foreshortening, elongation, and magnification. And as you can see, it just shows the importance of getting these positioning seals correct. In a perfect world, every patient would be able to move exactly how we would need them for these images. But of course, in the world we live in, there's trauma, there's ER, there's all of these situations where they can't perform them. And so just being able to perform the correct and show the correct anatomy is so important in our field.
Right. Tell us about what was your part in this research.
Okay, so we have an x-ray lab here on campus. And so we got to go in there and we positioned everything ourselves. So all these pictures are actually ours. We did them in the lab. And so we took our original picture. We had a 40-inch from the x-ray tube to the bone, and that's our original picture. And then in the next picture, we displayed foreshortening, which means that we just adjusted the bone on the x-ray table, and we put it at an angle, and the x-ray tube stayed straight. And that foreshortened our image, which, you know, as you can see, it just makes the bone shorter. And the next thing, we adjusted the bone on the table, we put it at an angle, and we also angled our x-ray tube, which elongated the bone. And for the last one, for magnification, we just took our x-ray tube and got closer to the bones.
And so what were some of the findings from this, if you don't mind?
The findings from this just back up the already proven research of how important it is to position. As you can see with the magnification here, it just makes all the anatomy look bigger, which most people wouldn't understand why that would make it look so much, why that would be such a significant factor. But it can show cardiomegaly, which is the enlargement of the heart. So when radiologists are reading these images, it is our job in this profession to make all the images on the same standard. So that makes it easier for the radiologist to look and acknowledge when pathology is shown, instead of the opposite scale showing that pathology is shown when there really is not anything there due to our mispositioning.
How do you think the created state, what do you think about this opportunity to be able to kind of present your research to others?
I think it is a remarkable opportunity just for every student that feels comfortable to show their research around us and to show us all these findings. I think that's what forces us as humans to be beneficial and to learn from our mistakes is learning about all these different topics.
Right. And your thoughts?
I'm the same way. I think that it's great that we can share with those. And I also think it's really awesome that other students can come in and learn from our research. So not only have we learned from our research experience, but other students get to come in and see what we're doing. It gives them a chance to learn something as well.
And how has the faculty at Arkansas State helped you in your learning?
Oh my gosh, a million, so much. Especially Cheryl DeBose, which is, you know, who helped us out here, and Mr. Carter helped us in our lab as well. They helped us out tremendously.
Right, and your thoughts as well?
My thoughts are exactly like Haley's. I think that in this world, it's very difficult to have the encouragement that is needed, but having such supportive professors that are there for you, rain, shine, no matter what's going on, and they're able to not only encourage you in class, but to push you farther, even to do create a state.
That's Michael Hall and Haley Dragon. To hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the Created State Podcast at the Created State Podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available on iTunes or Google Play, where you can listen on the NPR app. And tell others about the Created State Podcast and leave us a review, as we'd love to hear from you. You're listening to A-State Connections on KASU.